Iris was more beautiful than Silicon had said. The swirling clouds looked pink in the light of the red dwarf star, Nessia. But Mako was here on a mission, and so he chided himself for appreciating something beautiful. He was a soldier. He should focus on his mission. His readout displayed an incoming transmission from her. But in the upper atmosphere of Iris, getting a signal through would be nearly impossible. I guess you'll have to wait, he thought. But something else on the display caught his eye. A nearby ship coming towards him. It was the last thing he saw before his cruiser was shot out of the sky. Welcome back to Vitamin D, your weekly fix of dice rolling shenanigans, deepening friendships, and interesting world building. Welcome back to A Fistful of Greed. I am, as always, joined by
Caden Wise,
Josh,
and Connor Mann.
Do we want to do a quick recap of last session?
Should we all recap our section?
Yeah, I feel like that's a good way to do it.
Last time on Fistful of Greed. Quinn O'Connell was approached by his partner, Loterix Fizeau, or Lo-Fi, as he lovingly calls him. Quinn was told by Lo-Fi that there was a group of shady characters looking for him, and I think Quinn thought that he was following Lo-Fi, but apparently Quinn was the one who had to look for the meeting spot himself, was immediately confused, but when focusing on his goals, he found himself being pulled in a specific direction and was led to a alcove with a tunnel marked by a rune. And then deep into this tunnel, there was a whole room filled with these runes, and there were these robed figures, these strange alien figures known as the Fae, some of the last remaining Fae. And they extended an offer to Quinn to join their mysterious Order of Magic, to be the first human to join the Order of She. And that was all that was said last time. That's all I got.
Okay. Who's next?
Me. So, Ramil was after a hit on a Seraphim spy by the name of Silicon White. And he attempted to, well, unbeknownst to the player, his character knew which room already, so he kind of done goofed and asked the receptionist if he had seen his hit, and they're like, yeah, let's see your ID. Well, that didn't go too well, and due to the dice being like, nah, fuck you, his guns didn't work, so he decided to stick to his grenades the entire gameplay and just kept blowing shit up, and it worked in his favor. Until the Seraphim spy decided to pop a cyanide capsule and die. But he got the hit, he got his money, and he has delivered... Well, now the corpse is now goo in a bathtub at the outside of city limits.
Yeah.
But he has been told that a big hit is coming down the pipe and is in the works, and he needs a crew to pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. So Violet Eclipse was scavenging a wrecked ship when she encountered a grievously injured man who said something about Silicon, and when she tried to learn more information, he proved to be quite stubborn about it. So she put him out of his misery and scavenged the parts, after which she returned to the scrapyard where she works and talked to her sort of mentor Skeeter, through which she learned a bit more about... Well, she tried to learn a bit more about Silicon by calling her and discovered that she was dead and learned very little else. But she was then invited to participate in a illegal street race.
Heck yeah. Who doesn't love illegal street racing? And I think for this episode, we should start with Violet.
Sure, sure.
So you are in your Jupiter Luna that has been reconstructed. Yeah. There are some other hovercrafts nearby. You recognize some models. You don't recognize others.
Okay.
Some of them literally look like dumpsters that had engines shoved into them.
Okay. Does it seem like I have one of the better ships in the race?
One of the better ships, yeah. Not the best ship, certainly. There are ships that you would rather be racing, but you're also like,
okay,
could be worse. All
right.
And you're all lined up. The line is an old hose that's just stretched across the ground and like staked into the ground with knives. The track is marked poorly. Essentially, it's just like old like street signs that are put up and spray painted. They're all purple, and that's like the only way to know where the track goes.
Okay.
There's basically no rules, and then somebody starts the countdown.
Okay,
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling nervous, definitely. Not too confident.
Okay.
I'm feeling on edge. I'm not really sure how sort of messy this is going to be. I haven't done many races like this before.
I would think you've done at least one.
Well,
of these
not
before.
Not many.
That's
not
true.
Very,
not
many.
Very many.
And I know they're sort of each one is different. So I'm not too sure what to expect.
Right.
Okay.
Five. Four. Three. Two. One.
Do you zoom?
I zoom.
I zoom a roomie.
What do I have to roll something?
Yeah, of course you have to roll something.
You always must roll.
You have to roll an operate check. And your vehicle's speed is 3.
Meaning what?
You subtract 3 times the vehicle's attribute from your skill value, so subtract 9.
Okay, so that means I need a 49.
49, yeah, roll an operate check for positioning.
46.
Oh, he does it.
Minor success.
A minor success. So, yeah, you gain 2 positioning.
I gain 2.
Well,
that's
yeah, I'm going to roll a D100 for the other racers, and we'll say 6 other racers. So let's see. We got 2 successes, 2 failures, a critical failure, and a critical
Ooh.
Success.
Okay.
So there's a guy piloting like a nice, I think it's an Odin Endeavor.
Don't like that.
And they just like, they pull out ahead immediately. Okay. There's 2 people who are like, in the same area as you. 2 people are like a little bit behind you, and 1 person's ship didn't start.
Dude.
Like their engine just exploded. That was the dumpster guy. The engine just explodes.
That's actually happened in several drag races. If you watch them, the transmission actually just explodes the instant they apply gas, and they had to clean it up, and the dude was fine for causing.
Wow.
That dude might die.
Wow.
You never know. So, like, the guy who was calling out at the race goes to see if there's anything he can do, but his engine just exploded. But
okay.
Yeah. Next, you can attempt a maneuver.
I just want to speed up. I want to try to overtake the dudes that are, like, tied with me.
Okay. We'll call that a speed operate check. So go ahead and attempt that, and I'll roll for them.
What do I... adjust my operate skill?
It's the same as last one.
So 49? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. 94.
They both succeed.
Jeez.
So you try to overtake them, but they, like, you. So they're on either side of you, and you try to speed up and go through the middle, and they both slam in and, like, crunch the front of your ship. You're going to take some damage here. Take an experience point, too.
Oh, boy.
Your ship takes 21 points of damage. Your ship's hull has 39 points.
So,
and it has damage reduction
too. So it just took like half its damage from that?
You got a critical failure, my dog. Wait,
39, and it took how much damage?
19.
Jesus Christ.
They literally, like, they both fly in and, like, crunch the front of your ship in, and that's the part where the engine is housed.
Oof.
Fucking oof.
Big oof.
Not a great start to the race. Let's see if she can turn things around.
Let's see.
I doubt it.
Let's see. I'll count that as their maneuver. The guy in front of you just continues to speed up. And the guys behind you are both going to try to ram into you. Two failures, nice. Though. The two guys behind you, they try to ram into you, but you get out of the way. You're able to evade them. And that's it. That's the whole round. So we're back up to positioning. Go ahead and roll another one. Okay.
Hey, nice. 28.
Is that below half?
Hell yeah.
No.
Wait, what's your score?
49.
Okay, one of the guys got a 99, which is literally the worst roll possible.
One of the ones worst in front of me?
Failure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, this is taking a little bit of liberty on my part, but so, like, they're crunching together, so maybe you just, like, hit the brake, and then, so you sort of stop, and they continue forward. And since they were pushing into each other, one of them was pushing harder and pushes the other one just, like, off into, like, a rock or something. So that's another guy out of the race. And then we had two regular failures and one success. So one of the guys that was behind moves up. The other guy that was there moves back. And then there's a critical success, which I'm going to say is the guy in front who's just like busting ass out in front of you. What maneuver would you like to attempt?
I'm going to target lock onto the guy in front of me.
Okay. roll with sensor. So -6 instead of -9.
Okay. So I need a 52.
52. Okay.
38. And I've succeeded.
A success. All right. Your sensors lock onto the ship in front of you.
Can I shoot him?
That'll be a maneuver next time.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I think he's going to lock on to you.
That's not allowed.
Shit. Success. And the other guy nearby is just going to try to speed up, and I got a critical success. So you're locking onto him, he's locking onto you, and they're like, one guy just like weaves through and like speeds up and gets ahead. All right, another position roll.
I've succeeded. Minor success with a 40.
Nice. Okay, so critical success is the guy in front, and the other two are failures. So you begin to gain momentum on them. You begin to get ahead.
The guy in front of me gets ahead, though?
No. One guy weaved between you two who are like kind of fighting.
Oh, that guy got a critical success?
No, the guy way up in front.
Oh.
The guy who's like winning.
Okay.
You manage to get in front of these other two. And you do have a target lock, so what do you want to do with it?
So the guy that I'm targeting is behind me now, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him still anyway. Actually, you know what? Instead of that, I'm going to start to swerve the ship like back and forth, and I'm going to take evasive action.
Ah, I see. Interesting. So yeah, roll with speed. So that's the same -9.
49. And I've got a 21, which is a critical success.
Okay. So in that case, I think just what happens is this guy looks to have a Chen ship, and he fires just an anchor at you, like a literal anchor shoots out of his ship.
I avoid it, right?
You take an evasive maneuver. Yeah,
fuck,
you
completely avoid it. Good call right there.
It like slams into the dirt, and it sends up like this big cloud of dust. And like looking back, you see those two guys just like blowing through past out of the dust cloud.
I'm just gonna cackle briefly.
Okay, let's go to somebody else.
Okay, well,
okay. 69, nice. Remiel, where do you start looking? What's the first thing you do?
I say I'm going to look for the...
You need to find a driver and somebody who's smart.
Yeah, I say I look for the driver. So, and I catch wind of an illegal street race going
on. But how would you find out about that?
Yeah, I don't know if you can just decide that you caught wind of that.
All
right.
I start asking around then.
Start asking around. Here we go. Where do you ask around? Where do you go? What type of place do you go to?
You don't automatically just get to meet the other characters.
You don't know what I was going to say. I was going to be on the rooftops above the race and going to choose the winner. Anyway, I'm assuming...
I don't think they really advertise this illegal street race.
Yes, of course. No.
But if you talk to the right people, they definitely know about it.
I say I go to some scrap yards where they build shit.
Yeah. Roll just a d20.
D20? Ooh, no, that's a d10.
Yeah.
Oh.
You go to the biggest one in town, Salvo's Scrapyard.
All right.
If you want to buy used ships, this is where you go. Or so you were told. There's like a weird, like nearly malfunctioning android that's running this.
All right. I approach him.
Hello.
I'm looking for a good driver. Do you know where I might find any?
I might know a few.
Such as?
One person I work with. Their name is Yamantha. She is good driver.
Any others?
Let me check. Cyrac Delgado is very proficient.
Where might I find this Cyrac Delgado?
If you wait here long enough, they'll probably come.
I don't have time to wait.
Okay, bye.
I leave. I search for another scrapyard.
That was a good scene. Sorry, what? You go to another scrapyard?
Yeah.
Roll a d20.
20. Oh, that was almost a 13.
You go to the second biggest one.
God damn it.
The scissors scrapyard.
Do you know where I might find any proficient drivers?
What, you need like a taxi driver or something?
No.
Well, what do you need?
Preferably race car, stunt.
Let's see. Roll a diplomacy check.
Oh, damn.
Not that bad.
So close.
29.
Yeah, listen, they're not really your crowd, bud. I don't know, man. Do you want to buy something?
No.
I got plenty of vehicles.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, bye.
Gosh. I go to another scrapyard.
Roll a d20.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, fuck these rolls.
We're gonna be here for a while.
You think, I see what the problem is. I've been going to scrapyards that are too big. So you go to the smallest scrapyard in town. It's called the Gorilla Scrapyard. It's tiny.
I approach.
Roger, roger.
Do you know where I might find any skilled drivers?
Oh, you're the first person I've seen in weeks. I don't know where to find anybody, man. Do you want to buy something, please? I have ships. Do you want to buy it?
Remy will stay silent just to listen to a monologue and plead.
He does. He goes on a very long he gives you a fucking soliloquy that's off that for legal reasons is off the air.
Do you know where I might find any builders of race cars?
I can build you one. Yeah.
No. For underground street racing.
But that's illegal.
That's why I'm asking, do you know where I might find any?
Listen, man, I don't want any trouble, okay?
Remy will just stare at him for like a solid 10 seconds and then walk away.
I mean, do you want to roll a diplomacy check?
Sure.
What about intimidation? Try. That sounds like the intimidation if you ask me.
All right, yeah, staring for 10 seconds. Oh, and then he'll activate the railgun out of his arm but keep it at his side. Not raising it.
All right, yeah, roll diplomacy. Or intimidation. Intimidation, yeah.
Oh my god, what is it with these rolls?
You can have favor because you took your gun out.
I swear to god. Watch this is a 99. Not
yeah, watch this one be worse.
Very, very good with a 22.
And that is below half by one. That is a critical success.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear this from me, but I think Skeeter's Scrapyard has a race today.
Hear what from who?
As I walk away.
What?
Yes.
I don't get that.
Josh,
reference.
I love your character. He's so cool.
I go to Skeever's.
Let's jump over to Quinn real quick. You are in a small room, sitting cross-legged, one-on-one, facing this fae, and there is a piece of crystal in front of you. It's red. It's in a bowl. And the fae says,
please make a fireball.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I should cover my ear to see if I could hear you better. This whole thing is very... I feel like I must have misunderstood you. Did you just ask me to make a fireball?
Yeah.
All right. I extend my hand and try and make a fireball.
So what does it look like when Quinn tries to do this?
Are we talking legitimate? Like...
Yeah.
Okay. He, like, extends his hand. And at first, he's, like, not really trying. But then he's, like, squints his eyes and furrows his brows and starts to focus. Just...
Roll a D100. Try to roll under twice your charisma. So, under 16.
17! God damn it!
Hey, well, there is that mechanic.
Are you kidding me?
There is that mechanic. Do you remember from last time?
Oh!
What mechanic?
Yeah, if you get within, like, 5 of getting a minor success, you can spend an energy point to make it a minor success instead of a minor failure.
Oh, then yes, I was spending an energy point.
You don't remember that?
I do, and I...
Oh, yeah. If you're within 5...
It's called the exertion rule, yeah. If you're within 5, okay. If you fail a roll by 5 okay. or less...
This is certainly an act of exertion.
So you can see the crystal glow a little bit. And there is like a small puff of fire and smoke.
I did it! I did something! Something happened!
Hmm. Oh, that's actually pretty impressive. Yeah. Wow. I didn't expect anything to happen.
Really? Neither did I, to be completely honest.
Well, someone said that you were the one that we should get. And clearly, they were right.
Well, I'm happy to have proven not only this to you, but to myself. I just caused smoke to come out of me hand.
You must be feeling so many emotions right now.
I am feeling all of the emotions. Primary one is impatience. Let's get to the teaching.
So, this crystal, in the human language, the word for it is Ethereum crystal. Our word for it is the same as the word for the planet. So I guess you could call it Iris, too. The life force of the planet is what makes the crystal. And when you use the crystal, you can use the life force of the planet.
Quinn's just like, he's listening, but he's also like doing, trying like to make it happen again, like jutting his hand out like super quick.
I think it probably doesn't happen again.
Right. I figured. Just like, what? Oh, sorry. Yes, I was paying attention. Something. The crystal's name is Iris, and we were able to channel energies from the planet through the crystal.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess, more or less, yeah.
See? I'm a quick learner.
Back to Violet.
Okay.
Roll position. Roll position.
Fuck, dude.
Get in position.
Shit. 62.
That's not it, Chief. That's a failure.
Yeah.
But I have to roll for the other ones.
Yeah.
Congrats, they all crit failed, thereby making yours a success.
We'll see. We got a fail, a crit fail, and a critical success. So the other guy that failed stays roughly the same position with you. The other guy gets further behind, and the guy who's real ahead... Actually, let's switch it up. The guy who's really ahead starts to... You start to gain on him.
Yes, thank God.
But the guy who was behind you... The guy who was behind you fucking flies up, passes you. Maneuver. What do you want
to
do?
I'm going to speed up and try to escape the guy behind me.
All right, roll with speed.
I pretty much need a 49 for everything.
Basically.
33.
A success. Yeah. You start to gain on him. Let's see. They are going to attempt maneuvers as well. The guy behind you tries to catch up and fails.
Hell yeah.
But the guy you try to pass is going to ram you.
Oh no.
You have to make another operate check to avoid getting rammed.
Okay. 80.
You fail. Both of your ships take 6 points of hull damage.
Shit.
So you try to pass the ship, and instead of letting you, he just like... cranks the wheel and just like slams into you and it dents your hull. It's not that bad. Keep in mind, your ship has 2 damage reduction.
Yeah, okay.
So you only take 4 damage. Positioning again.
13. A critical success. Is that a
critical success? Ooh, one of these guys got a 7. Okay. The guy in front is slowing down still. The guy who rammed you flies up past you again, and the guy who's behind you is getting even further behind.
Did the guy next to me also get a critical success?
Yeah, he got a lower roll too.
Oh.
He rolled a 7.
Holy shit.
I mean, both of you are like flying at this point. Like 6th gear, fucking like D30 rolls.
Okay.
You're really gaining on the guy who was in front the whole time. Violet might have almost dismissed him as like, ah, oh, he got first. I'm not even going to focus on
him. No, he's like, I want to win.
Yeah, you're up to him now.
Yeah.
What kind of maneuver do you want to do?
So the guy that's been sort of neck and neck with me, I'm going to target lock. Yeah.
Okay, roll with sensor, which is the slightly easier one.
Okay, so that's the one that I need a 52.
Yeah.
Very bad. 96.
Nope.
Shit.
So do I want to fuck with you? I will. Take an experience point.
Okay.
And he is going to do a maneuver as well. A critical success. Man, what can I say?
Fuck.
Let's see. You hear some like loud whirring sounds, like something is charging on his vehicle.
Roo-raggy.
Back to positioning.
Okay. 52. I'm going to exert myself and turn that into a success.
Okay.
So I spend energy, right? Is that what happens? Okay. Mm-hmm.
From these guys. He got a success also. So you're still neck and neck. And the guy, you're still gaining on the guy who's in first. And there's a guy behind you, but he's not doing so well.
Okay.
What maneuver do you want to do?
I just want to shoot the guy who's next to me.
All right. Roll a sensor.
Is that the one that's slightly easier? Mm-hmm. Okay. 1.
Nice.
Dang.
Oh, ho, ho.
Okay.
Oh.
I blast him.
So here's how this plays out. You realize a second too late that the reason why it was so easy to target lock is because the sensors on the ship are actually really bad. And you targeted this ship, the one you're in.
Wait, what?
You targeted your ship.
But I got a 1. I got a critical success.
Yeah. I'm getting to that because the critical failure was the target lock.
Wait, what?
The critical failure was the target lock.
That is true. You target locked the ship.
So as you go to fire, you move the ship and you're able to avoid your own fucking... What does this ship have? It's a Jupiter ship. You avoid your own laser blast.
God damn it.
And it hits the guy behind you.
Oh, shit. No.
Fuck. Hits the guy behind you, just like cuts his ship in half.
Well, you got rid of competition.
I guess.
And then the guy you're neck and neck with is going to use the thing that he's been charging up.
No. No.
Which is?
No. How about no?
It's an EMP blast.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So, take 10 points of electric damage to your ship's hull.
Shit.
Do you have any left?
Yes. I have 6.
Okay, great. All the electrical systems shut down temporarily.
Does it stop moving?
It starts to slow down.
No!
What can you do to get the power back on?
I don't know. Can I transfer energy from my shield into the engine?
Worth a shot. Roll operate.
Okay. Just standard operate? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need a 58. Fuck. 98.
This is not looking good.
It's not a critical failure.
It's not?
No.
It's a 98.
It's a 98.
That's absolutely a critical failure. What are you talking about?
That is that's close to a 100. What are you saying?
You plug your shield into the ship, and the shield short circuits.
Okay.
You're slowing down. The guys are beginning to take off away from you. What do you do? Actually, let's cut right here to another character. Remiel.
Yes.
Tell me about what's going down.
I am headed to Skeever's.
Yes. When you get there... you are greeted by Skeeter himself, the Faranoid ape. He goes, who are you? What are you doing here?
Where is your illegal street race? I require a driver.
Hey, there's no... We don't do anything illegal. Come inside my warehouse.
I follow him into his warehouse.
Listen, you ain't gotta be talking so loud about the illegal stuff. We just call it a street race.
I require a driver from your street race, then. Where is it?
Oh, it's just on the track outside.
Track outside where?
Outside here. If you need a driver for... And I'm assuming, I'm looking at you, and I get a sense for what kind of stuff you're doing. And if my word means anything to you, what I would tell you is that you want Violet Eclipse.
Why would you say that? Who is this Violet Eclipse?
She's one of my scavers, but she's also a racer.
How proficient?
She's at least as proficient as any of the other nutheads around here. But she's also the best shot with a pistol I've ever seen.
Computing. Where may I find this Violet Eclipse?
She should be finishing the race pretty soon here. Yeah, if you just walk out the entrance of the scrapyard, and then you turn to the west. I don't know, it's maybe 50 meters that way. It's really not that far. There's a big track, there's a hose, marks the finish line.
Thank you.
I leave and go towards the track.
Yeah, you betcha. You didn't want to buy anything, did you?
Not at the moment.
So, the fae that you had been working with leads you back out and has explained to everybody that you did produce a magical effect. And, the prophecy that they came up with about this human, totally right. This is the guy, he did it. And
Oh boy.
He says,
listen, he can do magic if he focuses. Just watch.
And then he turns to you and he says,
Quinn, can you do another magical effect?
Like right now?
Yes. Just to prove it to the council.
Okay. Listen, before I do this, can I just be completely honest and think it was, and say it was probably a stroke of complete luck, but I'll try.
We totally understand. Yeah. Just do whatever you can.
Okay. Here we go.
Don't fuck me.
And I just, and he just sort of does a flourish with his arms and is like, yeah! And attempts to do it again.
There are some opal crystals on the necklaces of the Fae, and there is some red crystal in the fire pit, and there are some bits and pieces of other assorted crystals nearby that the Fae have brought with them, and all the crystals in the entire room glow, and a shimmering field begins to form around you, and then you feel yourself fall through a fold in space, and you find yourself about 10 feet in the air above the desert, and you fall into a small mound of sand. You don't take any fall damage. I think the sand parts enough, but you fall in like down to your waist almost.
Ouch!
In the distance, you can hear some vehicles approaching.
A stand up. Woo! Anybody see that? Oh shit! They're approaching directly towards me.
You don't see them yet, but the sound is getting louder. So.
Oh, I see.
What do you do?
I look around. Shit! Start running. I don't know where. Away from the direction that I hear the sound and in a perpendicular angle.
Okay. Violet, there's a flash of light off in the distance and your electrical components begin to power up. But you've lost a considerable amount of ground. You don't know what happened. Maybe the shield started, like, it did work after all. You don't know. But you're okay. Not going to question it right now. You got a fucking race to win.
I'm going to try to speed up.
Yeah, roll for position.
I'll exert myself again.
Nice.
In order to get a minor success.
Let's see. We got a normal success and a critical success. So, you're keeping pace with the guy who was originally way out in front. The guy with the Odin ship.
Oh.
The guy that you were fighting with, he's like gaining, and he's almost past that guy.
Okay.
Into first. What maneuver do you want
to
do?
So the guy who was trying to overtake the Odin ship, I'm going to shoot him with the ship's weapon.
Okay. Your ship has a laser cannon on it.
Okay.
Use operate with your ship's sensor.
So I need a 52.
Yeah.
Okay. Critical failure.
The laser cannon components overheat and it explodes. You yourself, your person takes 4 points of heat damage.
Okay.
Take an experience point.
Violet's going to level up by the end of this race.
Dice have not been kind to us.
She was doing pretty good in the beginning.
Yeah, and then the dice are just like, eat a
dick.
Yeah,
that's true.
Another position roll.
28.
Is that a critical success?
No. Wait, is it just a flat operate check?
No.
No, then no, it's not.
Okay.
Normal success.
The guy you've been fighting with finally passes that guy, shoots him as he does, and that ship begins to slow down rapidly. In fact, you have to like dodge around it because he's going so slow now.
Okay.
You've secured second place.
Fine. Not always the worst place to be.
What do you do for your maneuver?
I want to target lock on the guy ahead of me.
All right, roll with sensor.
At 54, I can exert myself again. Okay. just barely scrape by on that.
Okay, you've got a target lock.
Fuck yes.
He's just hoofing it. You think you pass somebody just like running on the side of the track, and you think it's maybe like a technician or something?
Oh, fucking shit! Where the fuck am I?
Yeah, what's that about? Who knows?
Oh, shit.
What's up?
Nothing, just that.
Oh, okay. Position.
What the shit?
Position. 78.
No.
He got a critical success.
Shit.
Oh, no.
He blasted across the finish line. First place.
Hey, you come at a crisp, cool second
Fine.
Place.
Second
First
place.
First place loser, baby.
You roll in at a crisp second place. And the guy behind you comes in, the guy in fourth comes in, and the other two don't come in.
Okay.
And the guy is still running.
Why am I running?
And there's a big, like, Seraphim enforcer bot that's rolled up on the race here now.
I am not built for running. Fuck. Oh, God.
What do you do?
Wait a second, I think I know where I am.
Do you recognize
him? This is Skeeter's junkyard.
Actually, yeah, Violet, now that you get a look at him, you recognize Quinn O'Connell.
Oh, shit.
The private investigator you once hired.
I'm just sort of looking around. I see Violet.
I'm going to just duck and hide behind my ship. I'll go prone, actually.
I brush myself off.
Okay, you go.
And I walk over to where... To where I saw Violet.
And I'm going to just like roll underneath the ship.
Are you going to try? Are we doing a
roll
are you
finesse
doing
check?
A hide?
Oh, I want to try something, but I don't know if the dice will cooperate with me.
24. Critical success.
Okay. Remia, what were you going to try?
Possibly just flip up the car and be like, are you Violet Eclipse?
I love it.
Grab her. Grab her before she has a chance to answer. Say, you're coming with me.
Well... I got a critical success on my finesse check.
You got a critical success to hide from Quinn, but Remiel has been waiting here for you.
Okay.
So he walks up, sees her go, and then just looks down, flips up the car, and grabs her and says,
are you Violet Eclipse?
I think you might be mistaking me for somebody else.
You're paused and no lying.
Violet! Violet, is that you?
You are Violet.
Shit.
Don't worry. I have a job. I need a crew.
For what?
Do not be alarmed.
Resistance is futile.
Do not resist.
Do not resist.
Yeah, do not resist.
At this point, I probably walk up to see what is going on. Am I interrupting anything over here?
I look up, turn.
Who are you?
Quinn.
Oh, hello! Fancy seeing you here!
What the fuck are you doing here?
That's an excellent question. I've got no fucking clue. Who's this guy?
I am a Remiel 6 Enforcer bot, and I have a job.
Excellent. You mind if I talk with this one for a moment so you can get on with your business? I just got a bit of things I got to deal with.
Yes, but my job requires her.
And I start walking off with her.
Excuse me, sir. Listen, first of all, I don't think the young lady has actually agreed to your job. And second of all, it's very rude
and
of you.
Coils start glowing.
This is not the first time a robot has stuck a gun in my face, so you're going to have to do a lot better than
pistol.
That.
I shoot at his foot.
That's also something that's happened to me on multiple occasions.
I'm rolling to shoot at his foot, Valandel.
Are you trying to miss his foot?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh my god.
Are you going to fucking shoot me right now?
I didn't ask you to roll. I just said you could do it.
Okay, so we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I miss his foot.
I'm still going to ask to talk to that lady.
Then you best follow.
Follow you where?
I'm going to draw my pistol and just point it in your face. And I'm going to say, I'm going to need you to let me go right now.
I require a driver and someone who is good with weapons, and I was directed towards you.
I'd appreciate it if you stopped dragging me, though.
Remy loosens his grip.
I'm going to pull the arm off my chest.
Yeah, you do it.
And I'm going to stand up and sort of brush myself off.
Oh, actually, now that this whole situation has calmed down for a moment, Violet, what the absolute fuck? Where have you been for the past year?
Well, you know,
And before you try and lie to me, do realize, figuring out that people are lying is what I do for a living.
Well, that's a fair point.
Interesting. I may require your services as well.
Hold on for a moment. We're having a private discussion here. You can wait your turn, Sonny Jim. Now for you, Missy. First of all, you still haven't fucking paid me for the job.
How much was it?
I believe that the price you promised me was 1,000 greed.
Okay, well, you know what?
The person who called out the numbers at the beginning of the race. Second place. Pretty good. Transferred 3,000 greed to your account. Use it well.
Excellent. I'll take 1,000 of that.
I don't want to get involved.
Yeah, you
in
better
this.
Go. This is going to get a little heated.
That's fair. Well, you know, I think that makes us even now.
It does. It certainly does. But also, I'd punch you, but your metal body is very hard and I have a very weak hit.
Do you want me to punch her for you?
You know,
that is a tempting offer. Very tempting. But I'm going to take the high ground. And we're going to come back to you, sir. You said you had a job.
Yes. Works. I am a hitman, and there is something big coming.
Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt you. Violet, second place.
Scooter.
Where's my cut? I know this robot here. I sent him to find you. He's looking for someone. So he's looking for a driver.
Well, he is trying to, like, drag me away, so.
Well, yeah. I hate when that happens. So about my cut.
Yes, how much do you want?
60%.
60%?
That's what we agreed,
Is that what you agreed?
Well, you know, not really, but, I'm not good.
Well, now, hold on, now this is interesting. 60% seems a high value for somebody who didn't really do much during that race. She put her life on the line. I think she deserves a bigger cut.
Sorry. Skeeter Chicks, by the way. I should explain.
Right, I know who you are.
I should explain. I made the ship.
Oh. Then, yeah, 60% sounds...
Didn't do much and you're requiring her cut? Sounds like you are a liar, Skeeter.
And I turn towards him.
That's Skeeter to you.
Is Violet as good as you claim in driving?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Well, you know, I'm good enough for second to place.
Then how come you set her up to fail and will take most of her money?
I didn't set her up to fail. I built that ship pretty darn good, if I do say so, with what I had. And,
then why did she come in second?
Well, I hear the guy in first place had a brand new Odin Endeavor, and try as I might, I really just couldn't build something better than that with bits of scrap. I tried my best, but... I'm sure if Violet here had her own Odin Endeavor, brand new, straight off the line, I bet she would have come first place.
I do have to agree. Violet is one of the best pilots I've ever come across.
Remiel leans in and goes,
interesting.
I thought it was a mighty good race.
Yeah, almost got run over by it.
Lucky.
Okay, well, I'm going to pay Skeeter's cut.
We'll round it. Give me, I'll take half. Half is fine.
So 1,050 is gone, so that means you're left with 500.
Well, technically, so...
I don't know, wait.
We can say...
Second place was 5,000. 3,000 is for third place.
Oh.
So you have
2,500 of it goes to Skeeta Chiggs, and then you get to keep the other 2,500.
Okay.
We can say in the story that Quinn takes his cut of 1,000.
I do. Well, you were saying before we were interrupted.
I am a hitman, and I have a job in coming down the pipeline. I do not know its details, but I know I need a driver and someone with brains.
Well, that's quite coincidental, because you're standing next to one of the best drivers this side of the galaxy, and also one of the best private investigators you've ever met.
When was your most recent job?
Was it the one last week, or was it the one 2 days ago? Or did I mix those two up? Sorry, got really drunk the other night, and the memories start to fade together. Also, I just got teleported from one area of the city all the way to the other area of the city. So you'll forgive me if I'm a bit discombobulated. It was 2 days ago. I know that much.
You see his sensor sort of narrow as if he's glaring his eyes at you. Teleportation.
Impossible.
That's correct.
Impossible.
That, no. I think there's actually teleportation technology out there. Also,
I think the word you're looking for is improbable.
Improbable. Yes. Impossible. No. There are ways to teleport. I've seen it with my eyes. Also, I experienced it.
No matters. Shut up and come with me.
Well, that's just very rude. Also, I don't think we've agreed to anything, have we?
It sounded like you were offering yourself.
Well,
true.
It is true. However, I do work very carefully. You said you're a hitman, and I don't do hit work.
And I am very good at what I do.
I imagine so, but like I said, I don't do hit work or assassinations. That is a general rule of mine.
Rules are meant to be broken. As a mob, suck my cock.
Well, that's fair.
Sick burn.
Yeah, Asimov's rule of robotics, eat a dick, dumb shit.
He's fucking rolling in his grave.
He's like, no!
Rules were meant to be broken, that's for sure. But my rules are my rules, and your rules are your rules. So we'll just agree to disagree.
I pull out my cyber card and I start texting, just sort of ignoring him, saying how much is the pay for this job to Jandra.
Jandra responds back immediately. I don't know yet, but it's going to be a fuck a lot.
You will be paid handsomely.
She says, you find someone?
I found someone known as Violet Eclipse and a so-called private investigator who goes by Quinn. I do not know his last name.
Sounds good. They on board?
They will be.
All right.
Well, to be honest, jobs I've taken recently haven't really paid that well. But like I said, I don't do hit work. I don't do assassinations. If I even get so much of a whiff that that's where this job is headed, I'm out. You can find somebody else to do your dirty work. I'll lie, steal, and cheat for you. But I won't kill. Not unless somebody shoots at me first.
Then I will handle the killing, and you can sit back.
Yeah, all right. That sounds like a fair deal. Violet?
Sure, I'll do it.
Also, you can consider this backing me up for skimping out on the last job.
Where did Jandra say to meet them? We'll meet her.
Back at her warehouse.
Alright. Did I have, like, my own little shitty car to drive here as well? I'm assuming so.
I think you walked.
That would make sense. That's a robot.
Jandra has a car, but I think you just walked.
Yeah, literally.
You could ask Violet if you could take her hovercraft to get you there.
Do any of you have transportation? I doubt you guys want to walk across the city.
No, absolutely not.
I have a one-person hoverboard.
Let's go rob Skeeter.
No, we are not going to do that, okay?
Are you sure? That actually sounds kind of fun. Just a little bit?
No.
I'm joking, of course. Let's just get a taxi.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, you get a taxi. The taxi driver says, all right, then where to?
Edge of city. Warehouse.
Any particular warehouse? Or any
yeah, that's not specific in the slightest. Do you know which warehouse?
I give him the address.
All right, yeah, I can get you there. I'll take payment up front, 50.
I give him 50.
All right, thanks. Let's get this show on the road.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, he gets you there in like 10 minutes. Pleasure doing business with you.
You as well.
Same with you.
Drive safe.
I don't think he knows how to do that.
No, absolutely not. But I might as well say it for good luck.
You hear a distant explosion around the corner.
Yeah, that's canon. So yeah, what do you do?
I head to the warehouse.
So, in there. Where's your friend?
After you.
No, please, after you. You're the big scary robot.
And this is where my contact is. I am guarding the rear. After you.
I will enter.
Fine, you go first. Thank you.
I go in after her.
Remiel follows.
All right, so you all see Jandra Roth, the severe-looking, dark-skinned, dark-haired woman. She's got a desk set up with some chairs. There's four. She puts one away when she sees there's only three of you.
Is it possible that I have met this person?
No.
Working?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
She used to be in the GOD military.
I see.
So yeah, I don't think you would have met. But she says, please, take a seat. I see you've met Remiel.
You could say that. He certainly makes a first impression.
Certainly, yes. I told him about a job that I'd heard about. It's going to be well-paying, but I told him it would need a crew. So I assume the two of you are interested in this job?
As interested as we can be, with very little information. Which, to be fair, is what I'm used to working with, so.
If I could have you sign this non-disclosure agreement, I can tell you, fill you in with all the details. Before you sign, I can tell you that it's a high-paying mission with government funding that will be akin in some ways to a military operation, but the goal is as few deaths as possible. It's more of a sabotage mission.
Excellent!
And I mean, if you do kill people, because I expect that Remiel will kill people, that's fine too.
Hey, listen, so long as it's not me, I don't give a shite.
Great. Just go ahead and sign this.
Signed it.
What's your name?
Name's Quinn O'Connell.
Quinn, nice.
Private investigator here in the city.
Oh, very good. And how about you?
Violet.
Violet, very good. Violet, did you sign that?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. So, the funding here is going to come from a Department of the Fade Military. There's a small GOD base that's getting constructed here on Iris, and the Fade can't legally take any action against that, but they really don't want that. So, there's a ship that the GOD is using to bring supplies to the city, to this base, so that they can build it up into a bigger settlement. And basically, they just want that ship sabotaged. If there are people on board the ship and they die, that's acceptable. If there are guards who try to stop you and you kill them, that's acceptable. But the fewer people you can kill, the better.
Crash and burn, motherfuckers.
It'll be easier to deal with the aftermath after that. Your main goal is just to sabotage the vehicle.
Just as a quick question.
Yes.
Is he programmed to say that, or is he... Sorry, I don't know much about
robots. He doesn't really function off of his base programming anymore, really. He just kind of goes his own way.
Excellent. He's not going to turn on us, is he?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Am I?
And he slowly turns his head to look at Quinn.
I don't know. Are you?
Remiel, stop joking
around. I slowly turn my head to look at Remiel. You're a big, scary dude, but I have a bit of a death wish. So, come at me, boy.
Then let me be a genie and make that wish come true.
I like you.
A lot of the things he says are just kind of... I don't know where the corniness came in. I don't really understand computers all that well, so...
Right. Neither do I, to be honest.
Well, the ship should be arriving at the base tomorrow, so ideally then would be a good time for this.
Are we talking night or day?
Whatever you would prefer. If you want to go under the cover of night, that'd be a good idea, but if you think you can pull it off during the day, that's fine too.
Is there a deadline?
I haven't told you. So it'll be 50,000 greed if you complete this mission. You'll have to split that amongst yourselves in whatever way you find equitable.
Fuck.
We can give you a small portion of that up front if you wish to buy gear, but no more than 10%.
Honestly, I'm set. Possibly as insurance. Could probably use it for health items. Fuck, 50,000.
Oh, since you've signed, we will be providing you with some basic health and life insurance. Oh,
excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Quinn turns to Violet and just mouths,
15,000. Yeah.
Is it not?
Why are you not so excited about this? I mean, yes, it's a military contract and it could go very wrong. But I mean, come on!
Violet, you don't seem very intrigued by the...
Well, you know, I just think that the money is not worth that much if we are dead.
What's the point of not getting money?
There is no greater pleasure in life than killing G-O-D.
I'm not even going to touch that. Just going to let that slide.
I'm happy that you are enthusiastic.
Yes, yes. He's passionate. He's passionate about what he loves. Just so happens that what he loves is fucking weird and horrible, but...
No, fuck the G-O-D. Fuck the G-O-D.
No, that's very true. Fuck the G.O.D.
Fuck these guys.
Not entirely sure about wholesale slaughter, but fuck the G.O.D.
Violet, it sounds like you might need some convincing. I will point out very quickly that the G.O.D. does not consider synths or androids to be living beings with any rights whatsoever. Same with Keplexon. No rights. Absolutely none. If they come here, I imagine they will start a campaign to get android synths and Keplexon out of this city, too. As they will try to take over jurisdiction of the planet.
Oh.
The other thing is, the Fade is not legally allowed to take action against them. So if official military members of the Fade tried to sabotage their ship, like we're going to do, that'd be a huge fiasco. And the G.O.D. would be able to retaliate against the Fade directly. They, as far as I know, should not be expecting military action because that'd be super illegal, which is why they're paying you to do it. They shouldn't be expecting people. There will probably be some guards, but this is not really a military mission. I expect you will meet some resistance, if I'm being honest, but I don't think it will be exceptionally dangerous. And again, there is some basic life insurance and health insurance that will be part of this agreement. So hopefully, is there anything else I could say that would to get you to be firmly in the yes?
I'll do it.
Okay, close enough.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is a potential possibility. Is there any way we might be able to get any sort of G.O.D. uniforms?
I could talk to my... I still have some contacts in the G.O.D. I might be able to get something like that put together.
I feel like if push comes to shove, I might be able to talk our way out of that place. But I'll need... But I think we'll need some disguises for that. The big man, I feel like we can pretend he's our personal bodyguard or something to that extent.
Yeah, there's no disguising Remiel, but you could count on getting G.O.D. uniforms for yourself and Violet. I could arrange that.
So, let's say this. Plan A, we try and go in silent and quietly. Same thing. Sorry, it's been a long day. We try and go in, without being seen, very quietly. If shit goes south, plan B, Remiel fucks some shit up, the two of us sabotage the thing, we all try and get back to the getaway vehicle, and then we fly away.
I look at Jandra and I look...
I require 10 pounds of Semtex.
Let me make a call. I'll see if I can get that by tomorrow.
Much appreciated.
I need to talk to Skeeter.
Alright, I've got friends I need to talk to as well. So, where should we meet? We meet here? Alright, I gotta go deal with some shit involving this whole teleporting thing.
Okay, let's get a scene of each of you talking to your respective contacts. Alright, Violet, you're back at Skeeter's scrapyard.
Hey, Skeeter.
Yeah, how's it going? He's working on the ship you were driving before. Banging the dents out of the hull. He's got it in like a few pieces that he's working on.
Sorry, I got it so fucked up.
Hey, that's fine, that's fine. I can fix it for cheaper than what we made back, so it's a net profit.
See, I have a request, I guess.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I need to borrow a ship for a job.
Yeah?
Well...
You need something bigger than a board?
I need to fit 3 people at least.
This thing could probably fit 3 people on it.
Can I borrow it for a day tomorrow?
Are you going to bring it back like this?
I'm going to bring it back in good condition as possible. And I will pay you 200 grand.
There we go. Yeah, you can borrow it. You're stressed about the money. I'll have it ready by tomorrow.
Okay, I pay him the money now, though. Thank you, Skeeter.
Yeah, yeah. He gets back to work. All right, who's next?
I guess it'll be me.
Deal. Who are you going to see?
I'm going to go... I'm going to find Lo-Fi, or try to find Lo-Fi.
Yeah, he's back at the apartment.
Open up the door. Dude, you're not going to believe the day that I just had.
Oh, there you are. I was wondering.
The fuck happened? Do you know?
Oh, the Fae told me that was sort of an advanced use of energy manipulation. Said you folded some space-time.
Awesome. Wonder if I could control that. Anyway, maybe one I got day. A job.
Oh, that's good. Another one?
Yes. And this one, potentially, pays a cut of 50,000 greed.
Well, I do like the sound of that.
Yes. I feel like I should rephrase that. The total pot is 50,000. I'll be getting a cut of that. So, ah,
that's still pretty good, though.
Right? Here's the caveat. It's a military job, and I'm supposed to be infiltrating a military base.
That's... You know, the 50,000 is starting to make a lot more sense.
Yes. So, I'm also going to be working with... remember that last I told you about? Violet. Violet Eclipse.
You're working with Violet again?
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
She paid me back the money, though.
Yeah, but really, though? come on.
Look, I know. But remember the stories I told you about her? How she never fucking missed. Or if she did, you fucking felt it. And also, one of the best pilots out there. Also, we're going to be working with a Ramiel 6 model. Ramiel? Never know how to pronounce the fucker's name.
Ramielbot? One of them Seraphim fuckers?
Yeah. So, isn't that we've got some serious firepower backing us.
You realize the Ramiel 6 bot is the one that Seraphim sent to destroy the Nylenda colony?
Listen, I never said that this was going to be a very smart job. I just said it was going to be a very well-paying job.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You don't think I understand the dangers, but we're not exactly flush with greed here. And we're going to need some money to recoup our losses from the last, you know, month.
No, yeah, I can't argue that we need the money. It just sounds like you've picked the two worst possible teammates.
I cannot argue with that. Literally can't. But it's not like there's many people lining up to work with me these days.
That's true. Just me, pretty much.
I've got shite but options. I don't want to do that, not a lot of people coming in. This could be a great big break for us, though. I mean, think about it. Working for the military, we do a job like this, word gets around town, could bring in some more jobs.
All right. So I suppose that means we're taking the day off?
Yes, we'll probably need to.
All right. I think I can handle things.
I figured. So, question. How much do you know about using magic? And is there anything you could teach me so that I might have a few tricks I must leave for tomorrow?
You know how you focused when you needed to find the rune room?
Yep.
And when you made the fireball?
Yep.
And sort of technically in principle how you teleported?
So what you're saying is I just need to focus?
Just focus, yeah.
Do I need any sort of crystal thing going? Or?
Oh, yeah. Actually, one of the Fae gave me one. The opal. The opal is the rarest type of Ethereum crystal. It's very hard to replace. It's practically beyond value. This stuff is still rare. But this is the purest form of Iris life energy. It should allow you to manipulate basically any energy type.
I sort of lifted up to look at it in the light. It slips and I catch it before it hits the floor.
Oh my fucking god, Quinn. You're fucking with me. They told me very specifically to be careful, is what they said, funny enough. Isn't that funny?
You're so fucked, Quinn.
No, but the biggest piece of advice that I got when I started learning how to use magic was the way you really think of it is you ask Iris to do something for you, and the effect is her answering.
All right. I'm going to try it now, so I can practice. And I'd like to, if this succeeds, describe what my magic looks like when it actually works.
Roll, and try to get under 3 times your charisma, which would be 24.
All right. 22!
All right, it works. So what happens?
Ask Iris to give me some form of extra protection, because I feel like that'll be useful. And I sort of bring my hands together.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of my hands, there's this sort of glow that begins at the center, and then it looks like 2 runes are sort of superimposed upon my hands. And then I sort of release my hands slowly, and this sort of ring of runes goes around my body. And then once it reaches my from my feet to my head, once it finishes, it sort of all solidifies and becomes this sort of shimmering, almost like reflective glass look to it. Kind of like refracting glass if you look at it at certain angles.
Lo-fi picks up a knife and throws it at you.
Oh, shit!
And it deflects off the barrier and goes up into the ceiling.
And there looks like there's a tiny crack in the barrier whenever where the knife hits.
Wow. Looks like it works pretty well.
Holy shit! I did not actually think that would work.
It took me a lot longer before I could make much of anything. I guess you're a natural.
I guess we'll see. I feel like I've been very lucky these past few tries.
That's true, yeah.
But then again, you know me. I'm naturally lucky. That's how I've stayed alive this long.
Wind's just lucky, I've always said.
Mm-hmm.
I hope your luck doesn't run out.
I do too. I really do. Especially tomorrow. I feel like I'm going to need the most amount of it tomorrow. I feel like that's the end of that.
I'm thinking, actually, instead of Semtex, because this is the future, and we're able to mess around with the rules, is it okay to... Is there like a type of explosive that will mix with the fuel, and upon startup of the engines causes like big boom?
That is an interesting question. First, so I think you probably ask Jandra what type of fuel will be used.
I do indeed ask that.
It's a Seraphim ship. So Seraphim, they tend to use electricity when they can, but this is a big spaceship, so that's not what the fuel source is. They need something more than that. So I think what is in like rocket fuel currently?
Technically, rocket fuel already is an explosive. Hydrazine is one of the ingredients. There's actually, I forgot. I think there is a mushroom actually that when eaten is processed by your liver and produces hydrazine and it kills you because hydrazine is incredibly toxic.
Sounds about right. The fuel for this ship is probably some kind of hydrazine. Advanced future hydrazine.
Yes. Future hydrazine. All right.
So you want an explosive that will basically just blow up the hydrazine that's already there?
Yes, but only once it's mixed in the engines, if that makes sense. So they have no idea until they try to take off and the whole plane just goes kaboom.
So do you have an idea of like what that might be?
In real life, no. I was going to hopefully go along the science of sci-fi and say, oh yeah, there's something exists.
Okay. Jandra says, there is one thing that might work, but we need red sand.
And that's on the shores of the river, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's going to be guarded, too.
Why is that?
They don't prefer people just go up and take it. Imagine that. But I think I could probably pull some strings, get some by tomorrow.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah. And, Remiel.
Yes.
I hate the G.O.D. as much as the next sane, rational person. But I think on this one, it will do more damage to the G.O.D. if you can pull this off quickly and quietly and efficiently.
Remiel pauses for a moment.
Well, your instinct might be to kill individual people for the G.O.D. They're just people. The G.O.D. itself is far more vile and, in my opinion, evil.
I see. Understood.
Just something I thought I would mention to you. But you know what you're doing. I'm sure you'll get the job done.
Thank you for your confidence.
You're welcome. So do you want to go ahead to the shooting range, or?
Sure. Hone my skills a bit.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of A Fistful of Greed, presented, as always, by Vitamin D. That's VYTAMIN. Capital D.
We hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed making it.
Look out for our social media presence so you can follow this campaign.
And remember, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend a regular dose of vitamin D.
And the D always stands for dice. Always.